New Jersey Senator Cory Booker has launched an extended protest on the Senate floor, continuing his remarks into the night to express opposition to the actions of President Donald Trump's administration. Starting at 7 p.m. ET, Booker has vowed to speak as long as I am physically able, drawing attention to what he describes as a national crisis under the current administration. Booker's speech is not a filibuster, as he isn't blocking any legislation or nominations. His aim is to disrupt the normal Senate proceedings and bring attention to the negative impacts of the Trump administration, particularly on health care and Medicaid. He specifically warned against potential cuts to Medicaid, which could severely affect many Americans. The senator also invoked the memory of late Senator John McCain, reflecting on his pivotal no vote in 2017 against attempts to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Booker expressed frustration over ongoing health care issues, emphasizing the harm caused by partisan gridlock. During the speech, Booker briefly paused to answer questions from colleagues, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senator Lisa Blunt Rochester, who had prayed with Booker before his remarks. The senator's actions are seen as an attempt to create good trouble, a term associated with civil rights icon John Lewis, aimed at challenging the status quo in Washington. Booker's extended address highlights ongoing efforts by Democrats to rally against the policies of the Trump administration, reminiscent of other marathon speeches in Senate history, including those by Senators Jeff Merkley, Chris Murphy, Rand Paul, and Ted Cruz.